We begin with an update on the 17-year-old who's been charged with the murders of teenagers Lyric Woods and Devin Clark last month in Orange County. As a juvenile, the suspect will not be named publicly unless and until the case gets moved to Superior Court. Prosecutors confirmed yesterday that they are seeking to do that. With more on the timeline, Assistant DA Jeff Neiman.
We have decided to seek transfer of this case to Adult Superior Court. This case is still under the jurisdiction currently of juvenile court, and so we are very limited in terms of the amount of information we are allowed to release to the public while it is under the jurisdiction of juvenile court. However, understanding that the public has a desire and a right to know about a case of this amount of public interest, we wanted to announce our intention to transfer this case to Adult Superior Court, and that the timeline for that, based upon the procedures for juvenile transfer, will mean that it will be a minimum of 15 more calendar days before that can be effectuated, but that is our intention to do that. I would hope to reassure listeners that just because we are not able to disseminate very much information on this and currently the proceedings are all closed, that doesn't mean that things aren't happening. And I just want to give my assurance that despite the fact that information is limited, that we are moving apace in moving this case forward.
That's Orange County Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman speaking there. State government news. Democratic lawmakers are urging their Republican colleagues to consider new measures on gun safety and mental health following last week's mass shooting in Raleigh that left 5 dead. With Republicans in control of the General Assembly, Democrats will need GOP support to pass any bills. That rules some things out, but they say they're hopeful for bipartisan support on some measures, including red flag laws, laws promoting safe firearm storage, and new measures to expand mental health services in schools. In Hillsborough, ABC 11 reports police are looking for a suspect who assaulted an 82-year-old Home Depot employee. An employee was trying to stop the individual from stealing. The suspect shoved the employee to the ground and took off. Contact Hillsborough police if you have any information. Back in Chapel Hill, if you're driving around West Cameron Avenue this week, watch for construction just west of campus as Owassa crews are replacing a water line there today and tomorrow. Eastbound traffic on West Cameron, if you're heading toward campus, will be detoured onto Ransom Street. Briefly in business news, the NNO reports the Honeysuckle Tea House in Chapel Hill has closed, or at least the cafe has. The owners of the tea house say the location will remain open as an event space. Now we turn to early voting, which begins today in North Carolina as residents head to the polls for a critical midterm election. Statewide, a very closely watched race to replace Richard Burr in the U.S. Senate, Sherry Beasley and Ted Budd running neck and neck in most polls. Also, two open seats on the state Supreme Court, Democrats and Republicans vying for majority control there. And locally, it's a year of generational transformation as Orange County voters will be choosing not only a new U.S. House representative, but also a new state senator and a new member of the state house. Here in Orange County, you can cast your ballot at one of six locations: the Seymour Center on Homestead Road, Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, the Carborough Town Hall Complex, Orange Works at Hillsborough Commons on Mayo Street in Hillsborough, the Effeland Ruritan Club, and a sixth location has been added, the Chapel Hill Public Library. New location as officials are expecting turnout to be high. Early voting runs now through Saturday, November 5th. Polls will be open 8 to 7:30 on weekdays, 8 to 3 on Saturdays, and noon to 4 on Sundays. And if you're a voter in Chatham or Durham County, you can head to our website, chapelborough.com. We've got a full list of early voting locations and hours for you on the site. Here on 97.9 The Hill, we're going to be introducing you to the candidates that are going to be on your ballot in Orange County. Beginning today with the race for State House District 50, covering all of Caswell County, plus all of Orange County outside Chapel Hill and Carborough. Here now, in their own words, are the two candidates, Republican Charles Lopez and Democrat Renee Price.
My name is Charles Lopez, and I'm running for State House District 50. Formerly an educator with a degree in public administration from Florida International and a master's in management leadership. Small business entrepreneur. I've had small businesses, and we sell them here and there. And just being part of the community, I've always loved serving. We have a public service heart. So all of that, just the opportunity to get back to my community with the skill sets I have. And just seeing the need for a business advocate and lenses from a former educator when we talk about education. And then family. I have adopted kids, so adoption is going to be one of the key issues I work on. So education for me is a big one. I've been a charter school board president. I've been educating the public school system. I currently homeschool. So school choice is a big, big deal. As a former educator, we know that every student learns differently. There's not one formula for every kid. So having that opportunity where the parents can select what works best for them, I think is a big deal. The second one, adoption, making that more affordable and more accessible. We have a lot of local kids here in our foster care system that need a loving home. And I've talked to future want-to-be parents that wish this program was more accessible and more affordable. They don't have 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand to dish out and just to be able to say, I have a loving home, you know, have a kid come. Now, obviously, there's programs and measures that we want to take into consideration, safety analysis, all that. But we have a lot of kids in our foster care system right now. We have wannabe parents. We need to connect those dots, make that more affordable, more accessible. And the third one, Caswell. Caswell County is the fourth poorest counties in North Carolina. Being with them 2 weeks ago, they're scared that in 10 years from now, they might be a ghost community. Their population is currently aging out. The high school graduates are leaving and not returning. There's not a lot of businesses coming in. And they have a real fear that in 10 years from now, their community may be a ghost town. And they need a business advocate. They want a business advocate. Me being from the small business sector and negotiating business, that's one of the things I want to promote and advocate, that Caswell's open for business. One of the main things I'm seeing is the lackadaisical attitude about this election. Not a lot of people are interested in it. Not a lot of people are saying, I'm going to go out and vote. They're not on fire for anything. On both sides. I think it's just, it's midterm elections. You know, it is what it is. Or I'll think about it. So that lackadaisical attitude, for me, regardless of party, just says our democracy, in essence, right, like our republic, can be swayed. You know, can be swayed by who has the most money or whatever, and not just informed voters. And I'm a big advocate for informed voters, regardless of party. I think, you know, just sit down, what do you believe, where does the candidate stand on, and voting on principle, not just on party. When voters see my name on the ballot, I don't want them to think that just because there's an R next to it, that I'm a mainstream R candidate. There's a lot more to me than just Republican. I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a former educator. I love sports, I love food, I like to socialize. But at the same time, I feel like there's certain points that we can agree to disagree on, like the, some of the social issues, but everybody is hurting in their wallet. And I want people to vote with their wallet in mind and not necessarily with the social issues in mind, because I believe we can compromise on those. We can agree to disagree and focus this year particularly on what our wallet is saying and is hurting.
My name is Renee Price, and I am running for North Carolina House District 50. For me, public service is a calling, and I saw the opportunity for me to put my hat in the ring. After serving 10 years as a county commissioner and also 2 years as chair, that's given me a lot of experience and a lot of insight, and so I'm ready for the challenge. And I also see that the time has come for us to defend and protect our voting rights, our civil rights, women's rights, LGBTQ, human rights, and our basically our constitutional rights. Well, one of the things that jumped out for me actually was the beauty of the people in my district. Of course, in Orange County, I've been here for 32 years now, and I've gotten to know people, but you know, getting out and about even more so, seeing more of the people of Orange County, and then venturing into Caswell County and going all the way up to the Virginia border and just seeing so many beautiful people, warm, friendly people going to the farmer's market and just meeting people who seem to never have met a stranger. And it's been a very exciting time. Our community is so diverse, and everyone is going to have something else that's of value to them, and I want to be able to represent all people. But for me, some of the top priorities are, well, number one, the right to vote and the right to representation, because I really believe our democracy is at stake. And voting leads to so many other policy issues and programs and budget decisions. Another priority for me will be infrastructure, and that encompasses broadband, number one, because that really is going to level the playing field. It can level the playing field when it comes to education, business, health, you name it. We need broadband universally. Also within infrastructure, I consider safe, decent housing for everyone. We see gentrification happening everywhere. We see development, particularly taking over older communities, older neighborhoods. And I really think that we need to protect our housing stock and preserve some of our neighborhoods. And thirdly, within the framework of infrastructure is transportation, so that people can move about, get to school, get to work, and move goods and services, whether you're a big business or even small business or even a farmer. And then as another policy issue is a sound basic education. I think every child has the right to a sound basic education. It's in the Constitution, and we need to provide that. I want voters to know that I really want to be a representative. I want to listen to your concerns, hear your voices, and have us work together. There's no way I can do this work by myself. And I want people to know that I believe in that phrase, we the people, which is actually the tagline for my campaign, we the people, and that together we need to build and empower our communities and make sure that we have wonderful places for people to live, work, and play. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone who will rise up, speak out, and assure our freedoms and our democracy.
That's Renee Price speaking there. Charles Lopez before that are two candidates for State House District 50. You can get much more on the midterm election on our website, chapelboro.com. And again, early voting begins today. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry and Walston. Big game tonight for UNC women's soccer as the second-ranked Tar Heels are on the road, taking on fourth-ranked Florida State. Kickoff is 8 p.m. UNC would move into a tie for first place in the ACC if they're able to get the win tonight. They're tied for second right now. Preseason media poll is out, meanwhile, for ACC women's basketball, and the Tar Heels have been picked to finish fifth in the conference. Very tight field, though. All of the top five teams are among the top 13 in the nation in the AP's preseason rankings. Individual honors for junior Deja Kelly. She was named preseason All-ACC. Also, fellow junior Alyssa Usby was named to the 20-player preseason watch list for the Cheryl Miller Award. That goes to the top small forward in the nation. Carolina season starts on November 9th, just a few weeks away at home against Jackson State. Elsewhere in sports, another Tar Heel athlete pulled down a major honor this week. Freshman field hockey star Riley Heck has been named National Offensive Player of the Week by the Field Hockey Coaches Association. She had three goals in a win over Syracuse. That was her first career hat trick. And UNC football coach Mack Brown has been named to the midseason watch lists, two of them, for the Dodd Trophy and the Bear Bryant Award. Both of those go to the National Coach of the Year. The Tar Heels have this week off before returning to the field next Saturday against Pitt. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight. Their Western road swing continues. The Canes face Edmonton beginning at 9. And back in Chapel Hill, the schedule is out for the UNC gymnastics team this year, beginning with the home meet against NC State on January 9th. You can get the full schedule on our website, chapelboro.com.